TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
And now here's Charlotte from Guide Dogs.
Hello, this is Charlotte from Guide Dogs, back with another update on our Buddy Dog scheme. This has been a very busy month in Buddy Dogs. Last week we ran an event in Newcastle for families with a buddy dog to get together. It was also an opportunity to invite families along who are considering whether a buddy dog is right for them. We had a range of activities for children and their families, including making dog treats, making a tug toy, and getting to meet a buddy dog in training and practice teaching them a trick. It was wonderful to meet the families with their dogs and hear about the positive impacts that their buddy dogs are having. I had a lot of fun teaching the children how to make the dog toys. For the children that did not have their own dog, I encouraged them to chat to the families also present and offer their toy to them, or to donate it to one of the dogs in training. For the older children present, we had a tech table to demonstrate a braille embosser, screen readers on phones and laptops, liquid level indicators, and a talk with a guide dog owner about assistive technology, which was very popular. We also had a dog health table where we had models of fleas, ticks and mites, as well as plastic moulds of dog's teeth for the children to pick up and examine. The most popular object on this table was the model lump of fat. This is a 2 kilo blob, and we asked the children and their parents to guess how much it weighs. Just like with qualified guide dogs, we are careful to monitor the weights of our placed buddy dogs, and sometimes holding the 2 kilo block of fat can really bring home how much excess it really is for a dog to be carrying. This has also been a successful month for placing buddy dogs, with 2 buddy dogs qualifying with their families in the southwest. I have also just placed a buddy dog with his potential family for his month-long trial, and this is going really well. The dog's name is Patrick, and he is a large yellow Labrador cross golden retriever. Patrick was deemed unsuitable for the guiding role as he did not like wearing the guiding harness, despite his trainer putting a lot of work into getting him used to it. Aside from this quirk, Patrick is a very easygoing boy. He is quiet, laid back, and walks really nicely on the lead. He is a big boy at 36 kilos, but a real gentle giant. I matched Patrick with an 8-year-old boy with total vision loss, who is also an ambulatory wheelchair user. We did a matching visit where the family came to the office to meet Patrick, and this went brilliantly. Patrick walked very calmly beside the boy's wheelchair, and at the end of the session, Patrick fell asleep with his head on the boy's lap. Patrick has now been living with the family for a week, and I am receiving lots of photos of him on various adventures. The family have reported that their son is much more confident to go out on walks to new places when Patrick is with him, and he is really enjoying having Patrick sleep on the end of his bed. I have a few families waiting to be matched with buddy dogs, but at the moment there aren't many dogs coming out of training for me to assess. This is great for guide dogs on the whole, as it means that we are getting more dogs qualified as guides, but I'm hoping that there will be a few dogs coming my way shortly. As always, thank you for listening, and I will be back soon with more stories from guide dogs.
Hello, this is Penny Melville Brown from Baking Blind and all sorts of other things. I'm going to give you some real recipes that I cook in my kitchen, and I have no sight at all, so if I can do it, you might be able to manage some of them. You can find my recipes on pennymelvillebrown.com. I thought, as the weather is getting warmer and we're starting to look towards the fruit that we're going to get out of our gardens, I'd share with you my absolute favourite crumble recipe. And this is not the ordinary crumble that you make with flour, but it has oats in it instead. And the key thing to remember about this recipe are the proportions. So it's 2 of oats to 1 of butter, 1 of nuts, and 1 of soft brown sugar or honey. So that might mean that you have 8 ounces of oats and then 4 each of the butter, the nuts, and the sugar or the honey. We use honey here because my husband's a beekeeper, so we have lots of it to spare. And the joyful thing about this recipe is that you can make it, just make the raw mix, throw it in a plastic bag, stuff it in the freezer. So you've always got a bag of crumble mix whenever you've got some fruit. All you need for this is a large bowl and a plastic bag, and you just pour in your oat flakes, just ordinary porridge oat, then measure in your butter. I chop it in because it's easier. So let's assume we're going to make, I don't know, 200 grams of oats, 100 grams of butter, 100 grams of nuts. Now, those could be hazelnuts, they could be Brazil nuts. I particularly like those. They could be walnuts, could be almonds, anything you like, anything you've got lurking around that needs using up. I do suggest that they get chopped before you add them to the bowl. So that's it. We've got the oats in, we've got the butter in, we've got 100 grams of nuts, and now let's take 100 grams of soft brown sugar, or in our case, honey. And you just put your hands in and rub it all together. It's as simple as that. Then it goes into the bag, the plastic bag, and I pat it out with clean hands this time so that I can get it neatly into the freezer. And it helps it defrost when I need it, because I might only need a corner, a quarter of it. So then let's look at the crumbles. Well, what could we have? I make my own mincemeat, so we might have apple and mincemeat crumbles. I get ordinary apples, don't bother to peel them, just core them, chop them up to spoon size, layer them up in a container with some mincemeat, and then top them with crumble. Or you could use apple and blackberry, perhaps apple and clove, all sorts of ramifications with apple. I also do rhubarb with little tiny cubes of crystallized ginger. You can make it with anything in reality. So there's plums, there's going to be damsons later on, pears, all sorts of fruit. And you can also use this when you've got a fruit bowl that's sort of coming to the end of the week and you feel, I want to use that up, but I think I need to cook it. So you can just have a fruit medley in the bottom of your container. And I've talked about containers. Well, actually, what we do is we make little ramekins of this. So fill up the bottom with fruit, top it off with the crumble, and I'll make a whole tray of them, perhaps a dozen at a time. Smaller ones I'll cook at 180 degrees centigrade, or gas mark 4, for about 30 odd minutes, so that the fruit is cooked underneath and the oat mix is just starting to crisp and slightly colour on the top. If I'm making a big container, I will perhaps cook it for 45 minutes because there's more time for the heat to penetrate the fruit. And one of the benefits of this crumble is when they've cooled, I can wrap all those ramekins, think of it, 12 of them, wrap them all up with cling film and pop them in the freezer. And so there they are, all ready and cooked. So when we want some for lunch, I can just grab out a couple, let them defrost, pop them in the microwave, and there you are, an instant delicious pudding. And if I've got some more fruit coming in, I've got that bag of raw crumble mix that I can use at any time. I really do commend this to you. It's one of our staple foods.
TNS Soundings.